From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Thursday, just before noon, officers with the Eureka Police responded to the 1600 block of Waterfront Drive for the report of a man vandalizing a wall with spray paint. First officer on scene observed that same man swinging a machete wildly. As the officer began to approach, the man fled on foot east on the waterfront trail. Officers followed and located the man hiding under the Blue Ox Millworks building. While attempting to communicate with the man, officers found a backpack containing a machete and an axe. The man continued to retreat further under the building, ultimately barricading himself in a corner amongst the Post and Pier Foundation. County mental health staff responded to the scene and helped with negotiations. The man eventually surrendered. He was detained and taken to the hospital for an evaluation. Campground and RV parks can now submit a business reopening plan and may reopen to visitors following certification by the Humboldt County Emergency Operations Center. Humboldt County is home to dozens of campgrounds and RV parks, including facilities that are privately operated or run by the county, the state, or the federal government. While private campgrounds and RV parks can reopen as early as today, the vast majority of public campgrounds will not reopen right away. Residents strongly urged to call before visiting any campground or RV park to confirm it's open. Well, the U.S. EPA announcing a $300,000 funding for ongoing redevelopment work on the Humboldt Bay. Humboldt County, one of 25 successful Brownfields Revolving Loan Fund grantees across the country, those RLF supplemental funds being provided to communities with demonstrated success in using the revolving loan program to clean up and redevelop brownfield sites. A brownfield, a property where expansion or redevelopment or reuse may be complicated by the presence or potential presence of a hazardous substance, a pollutant, or a contaminant. Humboldt County will use the funds to complete the cleanup of five sites at the historic Railroad Roundhouse property in Samoa. Humboldt University is offering a one-time early exit program as part of efforts to reduce the size of its workforce and balance the budget. The incentive is specific to the campus, not part of a CSU program. The effort's intended to reduce the university's ongoing expenses, shrink the workforce to match projected enrollment declines, and minimize layoffs. It was crafted after a consultation with employee unions and other campus groups. It offers a payment of 6 months' salary with a minimum payment of $25,000 and a maximum payment of $70,000. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.